Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Washington.
Second in points. Where do you feel this offense is right now?
Just taking a step in the right direction right now. Started off slow. Well, started the season off slow, but taking strides in the right direction.
Myron, I know you're locked in on your job every week, but have you been able to see what Jaden Daniels has been doing, and what's your thoughts on his game?
Yeah, I've been catching glimpses of him, his play on social media and stuff like that, and he's going off. He's doing what we've seen in college. What got him the Heisman? No doubt.
Hey, Lamar. That team work has given a lot of success to the offense. How can you describe this collective work in all these lines?
Say that one more time.
The offense has given a lot of teamwork. You've seen general a lot of teamwork. How can you describe all this collective work?
Everybody just doing their 111, contributing to the team and doing what's best for us. That's what's getting the job done.
Lamar, you said after the game you were frustrated with that fumble or not catching snap.
Yeah.
Was that communication with Tyler on some of those plays toward the end of the game mostly about the noise and the environment in Cincinnati, or is there something else that you feel like you guys are addressing right now?
No. It was just a mishap. That's all. That's all it was. It wasn't nothing to be worried about.
You don't see the Commanders all that often, but just given their proximity, being a close team, and they're a hot team right now. It's two of the best teams in the league. What's your kind of view on this regional rivalry between these two teams?
Oh, man, just trying to come out with a W. That's what it's been ever since I've been here. Each and every time we play those guys, we're trying to win, whether it's preseason or regular season or wherever else.
Well, Lord, Jaden said he doesn't want to be compared to you. He doesn't want to be compared to anybody. He wants to be his own guy.
Right.
Reminiscent of, I think, the approach you've always taken. How do you look at that approach, and do you agree with kind of how he sees it?
I agree. He's his own player. He's his own man at the end of the day. We trying to make a name by ourselves, not anyone else. So I agree with that.
Lamar, definitely. Took the point is we all remember when you were coming into the league, you were trying to change your position, and now guys like Jaden and other guys that have similar skill sets to you. What do you think about the evolution of the quarterback position from where it was to where it is today?
I'm just glad, that teams are just – accepting that now, instead of just guys going through hassle and just trying to get mocked or whatever. But guys are proving it, just stepping in the league and doing what they're supposed to do. So that's helping it out even more.
How much do you feel like what you've done here is put a way to hand in that and force teams to kind of evolve the way they think about players with your talent?
I don't know. I'm not the one picking the players, I'm just trying to be the player I can be for my team.
Lamar, you thought about a lot of different players. Guy like Charlie Coleman, how much has it been a boost to the offense? Guys that got to make a place for you.
Man, we been knew what Charlie can do. It was just up to him. They just made the catches and made the runs after the catch. Hopefully scoring next time and not just getting caught all the time. But he's doing we all seen the camp and practice and stuff like that.
Lamar, since you've lived here, have you ever gotten the sense that there's any dislike between Baltimore and Washington? Do you feel like you actually have a lot of fans down there?
I don't know. I don't be out much to know, so I really can't call it. Hopefully I got fans down there. But I got them here in Baltimore, so it really don't matter.
Mark, it seems like, we've seen after win after win, you haven't been really wanting to celebrate those. Is it going to take just getting to a Super Bowl and winning that before we see your fully embrace that celebration?
Yeah, probably, but we got to just win these games right now. That's all that matters, just winning these games.
AFC Offensive Player of the Week again for you. You've always been big on kind of dismissing some of these weekly accolades, but do you take time to kind of live in the moment and, kind of just be happy about what you're doing production-wise?
I'm happy with the win, but I'm grateful for it. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for each and every time it do happen, but I'm trying to win. That's when things like that happen. Just okay. Trying to win.
Mark, just going back to Jaden, how much did you watch him in college, and what were your early impressions there?
I wasn't really able to catch games. I really don't catch a lot of college games, but when I did watch him play, he was just doing an amazing job. That's why he had my Heisman vote. So, yeah.
Mark, did you get a sense that
the offense is in a groove right now, and can that carry over from week to week?
Yeah, I believe we're in a groove right now. Just like I said before, just taking strides in the right places. We just got to keep going, keep our head down, and just focus on task at hand. Just keep trying to win.
Lamar, I know you're focused on wins. You're at like the height of your career. But going back to the question about the evolution of the quarterback position, do you ever think about how other quarterbacks look at you like a JD Daniels as an inspiration because you're now in this position where you're paving the way for others?
I really don't sit back and think about it, to be honest. I believe just because I'm still playing and it's still, I believe, early in my career, so I really don't sit back and dwell on it. So I don't know.
Do you realize your impact?
I guess so.
Lamar, every time there's a receiver comes available, like most recently Devontae Adams, Raven fans say, we need to get him. Let's give Lamar another weapon. How good do you feel about the weapons you do have? I mean, 2 weeks ago we saw Justice Hill in the passing game. This week it was Kohler. Like, how satisfied are you with kind of your options in terms of pass catching?
My guys are doing a great job. You know, receivers, tight ends, running backs, fullbacks. You know, our guys are doing it all right now, and we win the game. So that's all that matter.
Does your mindset change when you know that there's two teams that are pretty high scoring?
No. I didn't even know the average.
Lamar, last week, you know, we asked you several questions about whether the offense was going to have to pivot to more of a passing-heavy attack after two rushing-heavy games. To do that, to do it so efficiently at a high level, this past game in Cincinnati, what does that do for the confidence of this offense that, hey, we know we can do that?
We've been to what we can do just back in camp. You know, when you guys would ask questions about Derrick Henry joining the team, it was like it's a pick your poison type of offense, and it's showing. You know, just like you said, weeks before, it was heavy run. Sometimes he didn't get the ball as much. You know, we felt like he should be getting the ball more. He did. Still came out with a loss, you know, but when the team is just playing, when he's running the ball great and offensive line just protecting well and receivers just running routes, catching touchdowns, tight ends doing the same, we all just joining together and it's helping us win. So we just got to keep doing things like that.
Lamar, when you have a play like you did, the second touchdown pass to Likely, you stiff arm Sam Hubbard, and then I don't know if you ever saw his reaction to it, but just utter deflation from Sam at saying, I cannot believe he just did that to me. Do you get to take a moment and have any sense of satisfaction and doing that on an NFL field to the other best athletes in the world?
Not at all. I'm trying to win.
Hey, Lamar, this Sunday we're celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month, the game against Commanders. What does it mean to you to have all these fans from all over the world wearing your number and supporting you guys?
That's a lot of love. I appreciate that because I'm just Lamar, you know, but to other people, I'm much more. So that's dope to be a part of.
Lamar, can you take us behind the scenes of that photo, the video that Zay shared?
With the lady?
Yeah,
yeah, we were just sitting down. It was supposed to be private for us. It was me, Eddie Jackson, Zay. We were just eating. And the guy who owned the restaurant just kept, like, letting people, oh, yeah, this person, like, I don't even... almost cursed. But like, I don't know this lady, you know, but it was a black lady walked in. She was just, yeah, I'm a Louisville fan, but I'm a Cincinnati fan. She was nice. She was cool. And the other lady come in and she, you gotta kick your ass. I'm like, I got mad. So I'm like, you know, she gonna be the reason, like, you know, we end up winning. I wonder how she felt after that, though. Like, cause she probably seen it. Like, one of her grandsons or something probably showed it to her. But yeah, just be a fan next time. Just let us play. Like, let the guys do the talking. Y'all just be the fans, though.
Is that what the stiff arm was for?
No, it wasn't for her. Nah, that was
y'all fucking win.